This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Horrific scenes are unfolding in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 70 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters' Elon Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee. Ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Officials say more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the attack, with hundreds more injured. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Elon Rubens from Reuters. The Heritage Foundation conservative think tank is floating the idea that President Joe Biden might refuse to leave office if he loses in November. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A Heritage Foundation report accuses the Biden administration of lawlessness in its border policies, in staffing considerations, and in circumventing constitutional limits on the office of president. And then goes on to suggest the president could disregard the will of the voters, despite Biden clearly saying otherwise. President Biden has repeatedly said Donald Trump is a threat to democracy.
Do you think democracy is under siege based on Project 2025? Do you think he means what he says when he says he's going to do away with the civil service?
But this appears to be an attempt to turn the tables. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Ecuador on Friday handed down prison sentences of 12 years and 34 years for five people found guilty of murdering presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. Rachel Graham reports.
The journalist and former legislator was shot while leaving a rally in August 2023. Prosecutors accused at least two of those tried of belonging to the Los Lobos crime gang, among 22 criminal gangs designated as terrorists by President Daniel Noboa in January. Carlos Edwin Angulo Lara and Laura Dayanara Castillo were both sentenced to 34 years and 8 months. According to the Attorney General's office, Angulo gave the order to murder Villavicencio from prison, while Castillo was in charge of logistics. Villavicencio, whose journalism exposed corruption and connections between organized crime and politicians, had long faced threats. Eric Ramirez, Victor Flores, and Alexandra Chimbo were sentenced to 12 years.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Shelling kills two in Ukraine's Kherson region while a drone attack sparks fire at an oil depot in Russia's southwest. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
Authorities say two people have died in an attack on Ukraine's partly occupied Kherson region, and that two others have died and 22 have been wounded in a strike on the northeast Kharkiv region. Days after meeting world leaders at NATO, Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for more weapons from the U.S. at a governor's meeting in Salt Lake City.
The only thing we ask for is sufficient support, air defense systems for our cities, weapons for our men and women on the front line.
Meanwhile, an oil depot deep inside Russia's southwestern Rostov region has been set on fire in the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces. But Russian officials say there were no casualties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A New Mexico judge dismissed involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin on Friday, agreeing with his lawyers that prosecutors and police withheld evidence on the source of the live round that killed Rust cinematographer Halyna Hutchins in 2021. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
Prosecutors allege Baldwin played a role in the death of Hutchins because he handled the gun, a Colt 45 revolver, irresponsibly, but several developments upended their case. The actor's lawyers allege the prosecution received ammunition in March, which resembled live rounds that were fired on set, but the prosecution failed to list them in the Rust investigation file or turn them over to the defense team. Under questioning by a judge, a corporal from the sheriff's office said lead state prosecutor Kerry Morrissey took part in the decision to put the ammunition in a separate case file number.
Reuters' Ryan Chang. Potential presidential candidates in Tunisia are facing arrest or being summoned to appear in court as authorities clamp down on those planning to participate. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.